This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO summit at Tianjin in China, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pehelgam terror attack.
टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. Meanwhile, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO declaration strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pehelgam and sent a clear and unified message against terrorism. The Tianjin declaration released after the Heads of States Council summit also recognized India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today discussed bilateral cooperation in various sectors on the sidelines of the SCO summit and expressed satisfaction with the sustained growth in bilateral ties. Both the leaders reaffirmed their support for further strengthening of the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. The Prime Minister conveyed to President Putin that he was looking forward to receiving him in India for the 23rd annual summit later this year. The Prime Minister has since emplaned for Delhi after concluding his two-nation visit to China and Japan. President Draupadi Murmu called upon All India Institute of Speech and Hearing or AIISH to be innovative and develop technologies and mechanisms to address the issue of communication disorder. She was speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebration of AIISH in Mysuru today. Appreciating the efforts of the institute in its area of expertise, the president said that the institute, which also has a center of excellence, must work with other research institutes, startups, and involve its former students to address the issues of speech-language pathology and hearing disability. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited the flood-affected areas in Jammu. Mr. Shah inspected the damage caused by the flood at the Tawi Bridge. He also visited Chakmangu, a village worst hit by the recent floods. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Relief and rescue operations are being carried out in full swing by disaster response forces, along with providing assistance in medical care to the affected people." He said the Modi government stands firmly with the affected people and is committed to taking adequate measures for the rehabilitation of the affected people. The Election Commission today said claims, objections and corrections to Bihar's draft electoral roll can be filed after today, but will only be considered after the electoral roll is finalized. This submission was made by the Commission before the Supreme Court during a hearing on the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of Bihar's electoral rolls. The Court took note of the Election Commission's submission, which clarified that claims and objections may be filed up to the last date for filing nomination forms in each assembly constituency. In another case, the Apex Court today rejected a public interest litigation challenging the nationwide rollout of 20% ethanol blended petrol, which alleged that millions of vehicle owners were being forced to use a fuel not designed for their vehicles. An External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, today spoke with Afghan Foreign Minister Maulavi Amir Khan Muttaqi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has delivered tents for 1,000 families in Kabul today after a massive earthquake hit the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.